Genesis 2, God's rest and the creation of Adam. Genesis 2, verse 1. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Our Latin rendering of the text before us is, and all the adornment of them. In the original Hebrew, the expression Zeba'am, the host or army of them. The prophets have retained this same form of speaking and of calling the stars and the planets the host or army of heaven, as Jeremiah 19:13, where the Jews are represented as having adorned all the host of heaven. And God says by the prophet Zephaniah, I will cut off them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops. In the same manner also Stephan testifies concerning the children of Israel in the wilderness that God gave them up to worship the host of heaven, Acts 7:42. The prophets borrowed these forms of speech from Moses, who in this passage calls the stars and other luminaries of heaven by a military term, calling them the host or the warning army of heaven. After a similar mode of expression, he calls men, beasts, and trees the host or army of the earth. Perhaps this is in anticipation of the solemn realities that were to come. For God afterwards calls himself also the God of hosts or of armies, that is, not of angels and of spirits only, but of the whole creation also, which was for him and serves him. For ever since Satan was cast off by God for sin, he has been filled with such hatred of God and of men that he would, if he could, in one moment empty the sea of all its fishes and the air of all its birds, strip the earth of all its fruits, and utterly destroy all things. But God has created all these creatures that they may be a standing army, as it were, that they might fight for us and our subsistence against the devil and against men also, and thus serve us and be to us an unceasing benefit.